and then someone else is going to hand this award out. So the Oscar Wilde Award is sponsored by Peter Rucavina, who's sitting in the back corner. Peter and Olivia have been long-time... What have I done to this? Peter and Olivia have been long-time followers of the Fringe Festival, even before me. A couple of years ago, I approached Peter asking if he'd be interested in sponsoring an award, and so he came up with it. And so it is called the Oscar Wilde Award, and it is given to the show that most effectively celebrates nonconformity. It's judged by a jury. They have to see the shows, they have to kind of discuss, and it has to come to a unanimous decision as to who gets that. There is money in this envelope for the winner. Probably a letter of thanks or something. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Peter just slips me an envelope before things happen. But I'm going to ask Mackenzie to come up and explain who was chosen for this year's Oscar Wilde Award so that I will change the point.
Hello. Hey. I think so. Yeah, no laughing. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the 2020... Wait, hold on. So, the Oscar Wilde Award and our pick. Our pick this year for the Oscar Wilde Award was a show that the more I thought about it, the more I figured out, determined they were more interested, the more it had to say to me. The more interesting things I discovered as I thought about it. As I thought about this whole notion of nonconformity and doing things so differently than everyone else, I was just parsing through all these, you know, these themes of difference of not conforming. And I think it expressed that right from the beginning. When it took PEI's most famous iconography and recontextualized it for personal meaning, for a personal tale, and then it just kept going from there. It's a work that, yeah, starts with songs from Anne of Green Gables, but then it actually gets us the Power Rangers theme, and I loved that. That was great. And a really, really, really funky remix between a mashup of Toxic and Leaving Las Vegas. Or Leaving Las Vegas, sorry. So, yeah. It just, the more I thought about it, the more I was like, this personal journey being expressed in some ways what I call playlist as performance, and I mean that wholly complimentary, but that notion of taking these songs you enjoy and have personal meaning and explaining to the audience in performance why they have meaning to you resonated with me. Resonated with me certainly as a neurodivergent person myself who absolutely loves to lip sync and dance along with music as well. So yes, this year's Oscar Wilde Award goes to Riley Jane for Transcendence.
Much. I didn't, all I thought I was just going to get the participation one because it was like I said, this was like the first Fringe show, a lot of learning curves, average about 5 people per night for that reason, but I feel that my show was a small but mighty thing. This proves it because there are people out there, I know you generally enjoyed it, you do enjoy all my numbers, and which I love, and I literally had a person crying after my show tonight. Because of how much she connected to it. And so that really meant a lot to me. Thank you.